Welcome to the Nation Magazine Podcasts. You're listening to Nation Conversations, exclusive audio of Nation forums, events, seminars, and salons.
I'm Emily Douglas, senior editor at thenation.com, and I'm here today with Angela Bonavolia, who has written for us recently about the Vatican crackdown on the Leadership Conference of Women Religious, which is a Catholic organization that represents, I think it's 80% of American nuns.
Yes.
About, I think there's 57,000
yes.
nuns. So, Angela, you called that a takeover decree. Can you just tell us what the Congregation of the Doctrine of Faith concluded about LCWR and what they're going to do with that organization?
Well, they began an investigation several years ago, basically into the theology of the Leadership Conference of Women Religious. And their conclusions were several, that they felt that the sisters were not going along with the teachings of the bishops. They were not accepting them without any question. That they were they basically criticized them for being so completely committed to helping people who are poor, as opposed to coming down really hard on gays and lesbians, on women who use birth control, or women who need to terminate a pregnancy. And they were very critical of the theological interpretations that some of the members of the Leadership Conference of Women Religious have taken. And their solution, the solution of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, was a really very draconian one, which was basically to, for a period of 5 years, to essentially run the leadership conference, to make decisions about the meetings that they have, the speakers who could come to the meetings, the community itself, the rules when someone is coming into the community, So basically, and also to look at their materials and decide what they could and could not read, what were unsuitable materials.
Wow. So one thing that you draw out in your piece is that I think most Americans are somewhat familiar with the fact that there are fissures in the Catholic Church around key political issues like healthcare reform, like the recent mandate around birth control coverage for insurers. And they see that there are different Catholic institutions, Catholic Health Association, Leadership Conference, who might, you know, support something like healthcare reform, and then the Conference of Catholic Bishops opposes it. But you looked at the real theological debate that's roiling beneath the surface, and that, as you were saying a moment ago, is actually there's a number of women within the church, both nuns and lay women, who have quite a bit of power and are driving this theological debate. And can you talk about that a bit?
Yes. What's roiling beneath the surface is really crucial to Catholicism right now, and we're seeing it played out in our public square, basically. And it is that the people who are the sisters who are taking positions that are supporting the Affordable Care Act, or supporting the birth control compromise, or supporting gays and lesbians in the church, they are really acting on a belief system within the church that is called the sensus fidelium. And essentially what that says, and it is a Vatican II teaching that was explained in great detail in Vatican II documents, it basically says that the church, the people of God, includes not just the bishops and the cardinals and the pope, but all Catholics, and that any teaching has got to be accepted by the faithful, by Catholics. You cannot just dismiss that. And we are looking at issues where the vast majority of Catholics, birth control certainly, do not accept this teaching, not in any way, shape, or form. So while the bishops might look at the sisters and say they are failing to give the magisterium its due in terms of abiding by their positions, in reality, the sisters have a very strong leg to stand on in terms of the positions that they take. So we're watching that struggle, that power struggle, play out in the church right now. And it really goes back to Vatican II and changes in Vatican II.
I think for a lot of observers, one thing that's incredibly hard to reconcile and understand is the entrenched position of the church, and the sense that the Conference of Catholic Bishops will not evolve on or sort of enter the modern world on so many issues. And the fact that I think I just heard again today, like 98% of women support or have Catholic women use or support the use of birth control. Just this, I think it's really hard for people to understand, how is it possible that the church is dealing with such a conflict between, you know, the hierarchy and then sort of Catholics in the pews. how would you situate this conflict as part of that, and what do you think is the end game, really?
I think the conflict is just, it's a crucial point. It's a turning point. The bishops are desperate. From where I'm looking, they are totally desperate that they have taken this action with a leadership conference and basically told them, as Sister Joan Chittister said, who is a worldwide known speaker and writer on these issues, they are basically telling them to stop thinking and stop speaking. And you can't do that. I mean, the word is out. Catholics are not abiding by many of these teachings. Catholics are part of the church. They are not accepting what the hierarchy is saying. So we are going down a very important path, I think. And I think that we are seeing these conflicts in the public square is really important. And again, I would just say that the people, the women, whether they're sisters or lay Catholics in their churches or a woman who has just made her own decision to end a pregnancy, they have Catholic concepts that they can hold on to. And the other one, if I might mention, besides the sensus fidelium, is the primacy of conscience. The Catholic Church is very clear that that is the core and sanctuary of a person. That's where you are alone with God. You are responsible for having an informed conscience. You must know what the teachings of the Church are. But then you have to look at what you believe in your heart is right. And the Catholic Church says you cannot err. If you believe, based on your informed conscience, that what you're doing is right, you are okay in the eyes of God. So we're looking at a really important point in the history of the church, and we're looking at a desperate hierarchy.
So you wrote that Sister Joan Chittister, a former head of the leadership conference, says that one of the only ways out of this is to become an independent organization. Do you think that's actually going to happen?
But that is the $64 million question. I date myself with that, I think. But there's really no way to know. The spokeswoman I spoke to at the leadership conference said that there will be no decision made on behalf of the leadership conference in terms of how they will respond to this takeover attempt until they have heard from all 1,500 of their members. They're having a meeting of their board from May 29th to June 1st, I think it is. And they will speak out after that, but they will still not take a position of how they're going to react to this or if they're going to allow this takeover. To become an independent organization would be to step out of the Vatican fold. This organization was begun in the 50s at the behest of the Vatican. So that would be a big step. But as Joan Chittister says, this action was immoral, to her mind, an immoral action on the part of the hierarchy toward these women. And so the question is, you know, how can they hold on to their own dignity in the face of this assault?
Great. Well, thanks for coming in. We'll have to bring you back when after the leadership conference meets. And readers, be sure to check out Angela's piece, which is called American Nuns Guilty as Charged.
Thanks very much, Emily. It's great to be here.
Nation Conversations is a product of The Nation magazine and is available on iTunes. You can hear more podcasts at thenation.com/audio. Thanks for listening.